Is it just me or does everyone think NAPLAN testing should be a good thing? So NAPLAN starts today across Australia. It stands for National Assessment Program Literacy and Numeracy. That's where you get NAPLAN from. And it tests students on reading, numeracy, spelling, grammar and punctuation. So obviously the idea is to work out where students are across Australia. Is education working or are there areas that we're falling down? Now, last year, NAPLAN results found that 1 in 10 students were not meeting standards in literacy and numeracy, and students in high socioeconomic disadvantage. So the poorer the area, the more likely there would be a bad result in NAPLAN testing. And obviously 1 in 10 in a country like Australia isn't good enough. We should have 10 out of 10 kids that can read at a level, can do maths at a level. Now, there's a really important disclaimer on last year's results, and that is that it was they threw out the old test, and in 2023 they brought in a new test, and it was much harder than the years before. So what they decided to do is go is to sort of, in the words of my dad, to sort out the wheat from the chaff, to go, okay, then, well, there are some kids who are getting 100% in that plan. So what we need to do is make it a little bit harder just to see where the line actually is.
And you want to see how high the really smart kids go.
Yeah, the really smart kids actually go. That's exactly right. Because once you've got a bunch of kids getting 100%, then you need to move the goalposts a bit, which is great news for Australia. But what that means is that this year we do have something to compare it against. Last year was a tougher year, but this year is going to be tough too. And then we're going to work out where kids are actually at. It's a controversial thing, that plan. My family's full of teachers, and that brings a variety of views from people who work on the front line. The bad side of that plan is they say that teachers and students feel stressed about it, and it's messed with curriculum because they feel like they're forced to teach to NAPLAN. So they have to work out what's going to be in the test and really focus kids there. The other thing that some schools say, there is, I don't know if this is true or not, is that schools are hiring teachers that say, hey, by the way, I got great NAPLAN results. I know how to teach NAPLAN. And so teachers are like, oh, so schools will be like, oh, we'll get that person because they're good at teaching NAPLAN. And that isn't the way it's supposed to work. The way it's supposed to work is you're supposed to just go about your business and then we throw in the test and we see who's doing well and who's not. But I get it that schools, you know, it's really important they have good NAPLAN results because then kids want to come to your school.
Yeah, but also too, you've got schools that are essentially businesses.
Yeah, that's right.
So they use those kind of results as an advertisement to bring in more business, which is your student, your child.
So there's no need for students to get stressed today. It doesn't matter. It's not about you. It's about the school as a whole. So make sure your kid goes off feeling happy about NAPLAN and just happy to show what they can do. And the other news about NAPLAN is the results coming in much faster this year. They should have results, except on the writing test. The maths test results should be in first thing term two.
Yeah.
And that's because they want to be able to work on it straight away. So they're speeding that up.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, they're beautiful words, Caroline. Or the alternative is go really well in NAPLAN or you're walking to school for term three.
Yeah.
Simple choice, really. Jackie's joined us from Maroochydore. What did you want to say, Jackie?
I just wanted to add something to your NAPLAN conversation.
Yes.
The NAPLAN online does what's called branching. So it starts all the kids at the same questions, and then depending on if they get them right or wrong, it gets harder or, you know, it goes in the direction they're going.
I see. So the standard improves if it gets onto a smart kid. It's like, okay, kid, how much you got?
Yeah. So the more they get right, the harder the questions get. And so they're not all answering the same questions now, which means they can't look at each other if they're online and, you know, copy their answers. But also it, you know, lowers the stress levels a bit because it means that those kids that aren't getting them right aren't getting the harder questions.
Oh, that, and it's really important.
Yeah, clever, yeah. Hey,
it's really clever. Are you a teacher?
Yeah.
Do you not mind NAPLAN?
No, I don't mind it as a systemic check of how we're doing.
Yeah.
I think it's a shame that they use it to, you know, on that My School website and stuff. That
yes.
Because it doesn't give a good picture of the complex
needs,
you know,
of the school. Yeah.
Hey,
thank you.
That's a really interesting point. Thank you very much for the call. It's always hard for teachers to call up.
Yeah, it is.
Because, you know, all sorts of things can happen with the words they say on the radio and by the time they get to school. But we really appreciate that.
I appreciate that. And I love Jackie's point of view that it is a good system. They just shouldn't weaponize it against, because there are lots of reasons that schools get different results, but it's just good to know what the results are.
Yeah.